In this bulletin, Senator Rex Patrick calls for the excise tax on petrol to be cut by at least half. The managing director of Star Casino resigns, and Sam Kerr scores 2 goals in Chelsea's win over Leicester City. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. South Australian Senator Rex Patrick is questioning the benefit of any small cut to the fuel excise, urging the government to at least halve the 44-cent tax to give some relief to motorists. Tomorrow night's federal budget is expected to include some altering to the excise in an effort to counter fuel prices reaching record highs. There are reports the tax could be cut by between 10 and 20 cents, but the exact amount is yet to be revealed. Senator Patrick says the 44 cent per litre excise tax needs to be at least cut by half. Scott Morrison wouldn't be drawn on the issue when he spoke to the media this morning.
The budget's on Tuesday night. That's not far away now. What we recognise is the great pressure that Australian families and small businesses are under right around the country, and we've designed a suite of measures to address those cost of living issues.
A man and a number of dogs have died after a ute was washed away by floodwaters in southern Queensland as large parts of the southeast brace for severe weather and potential flash floods. Authorities say the man and the animals had been in the ute with a woman when it was washed away northwest of Toowoomba about 5 a.m. this morning. Queensland Fire and Emergency Service Swiftwater Rescue crews managed to rescue the woman, but the man and the dogs didn't survive. A severe weather warning for the already flood-ravaged northern region of New South Wales has been issued as communities continue their massive clean-up. The Bureau is predicting heavy rainfall with a risk of possible life-threatening flash flooding for the northern rivers, the north coast and the northern tablelands from today and through to tomorrow. Heavier falls have already been recorded on the coastal strip from Tweed Heads and Byron Bay overnight, between 30 to 60 millimetres, which were on top of rainfall totals of between 100 and 200 millimetres recorded over the weekend. Senators from across the political divide will pay tribute to the late Kimberley Kitching in a specially convened sitting. The Victorian Labor Senator was laid to rest last week following her sudden death at the age of 52 from a suspected heart attack. Labor frontbencher Katie Gallagher has told Sky News it will be an important day for the Parliament.
You know, the condolence motion is an important day, and I have no doubt there'll be many, many senators who want to speak and place on the record their respects for Kimberley and her family. I understand her family will be joining us in the Senate, and I'm sure, you know, all of us would hope that it's a day where her life and her legacy and her campaigns that she was very successful in can be respected and observed.
The CEO and the managing director of Sydney's Star Casino has resigned. The board says Matt Beckier made the decision over issues raised in the ongoing inquiry into the casino. Mr. Beckier will step down from the board immediately, but his final departure date is yet to be determined. A memorial has been held at the crash site of the China Eastern Airlines plane in southern China. The crash killed all 132 people on board the 737. It's hoped the discovery of the cockpit voice and flight data recorders will bring investigators a step closer to determining what caused the crash. Chief Executive of Airline Ratings, Geoffrey Thomas, has told SBS News the collection of debris will be the other key part of uncovering answers.
And this is where the smoking gun is, if you like, because some debris was found 10 kilometres away from the main crash site. Now, what that tells us is that that debris is critical because it'll tell us that this debris came away from the aeroplane early on, and that could have caused the crash.
And in sport, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has scored 2 goals in Chelsea's 9-0 win against Leicester City to top the Women's Super League. It took only 10 minutes for Chelsea to be 4-0 up, shocking fans at the King Power Stadium. Well, now the weather. Perth, a shower or two, a possible storm, 28 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 25. Hobart, showers developing, 22. Canberra, a possible shower developing, 25. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 26. Brisbane, rain at times, a possible storm, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.